please note everyone who's in attendance. Then I need a motion to go into the closed session.
Before you make your motion, I have a comment I'd like to say. I was just told by the city manager that this closed session was to review the depositions of the Jake Smith versus Daily Times Herald lawsuit. I was not advised by the city manager that this was an evaluation of my professional competency due to these false pretenses signed the closed session for. Furthermore, I was also told by the city manager that I was not to be in attendance for this session, and this is as recently as 3 hours ago. So at this time, I am withdrawing my request for a closed session.
Mike, he wants it.
You can make a button.
Yeah, that's fine.
Michael Galloway, Allergen, Cooney, serves the city's labor council. There was a sign that has now been rescinded, assigned under 21.51i of the code. It's now been rescinded. There's a couple options that the city has at its discretion at this point. Number one, discussion and the meeting can be canceled at this point. You can just end the meeting and have no discussion. I would not be of the opinion in advising the city, and Dave can sound in also, is it would be a good idea to go on and have a discussion in open session about some of the issues that we're going to discuss, pardon me, in the closed session.
Maybe it would be helpful, Mike, and thank you, more than numbers and letters why we're here tonight. Mm-hmm. And so I'd like to read the words that are very compelling that explain the numbers and letters for a reason for this closed session. So the part of the code that we're considering tonight in closed session is 21.51i, which reads as follows. To evaluate the professional competency of an individual whose appointment, hiring, performance, or discharge is being considered. So four possibilities for going into closed session. When necessary to prevent needless and irreparable injury to that individual's reputation, and as Brad just said, that individual requests a closed session. Those are powerful words, especially, in my opinion, needless and irreparable injury to that individual's reputation. I am fully in support of complying with Brad's wishes.
The only comment I have is when we go into closed session, we are never supposed to know what the issue is about. Right? Am I understanding?
No, you know what the subject matter is about.
Okay, correct. So we haven't been told here, but if we go into open session, usually when we have an open session, we have time to review the information that's brought in front of us. We're not given that time now.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. So one of the issues that I think this council needs to take into account, so the mayor, the city manager, as well as the city attorney have consulted with me, and we talked about some of the issues that have come up and that we were looking at to discuss with the council in the closed session. There was, and I can tell you just as a general, it was not, the closed session was not to discuss a termination or disciplinary action. This was just to discuss some performance-related issues so that the council, as the direct supervisor of the police chief, could understand the recommendations that were coming forward. You are the direct supervisor. Mike Hoogeweber, pursuant to your ordinances, is not. And so what we were hoping to do was to have that discussion with the council, and I mean, the chief has the absolute right to say he doesn't want to have that.
Mike, may I ask you to clarify that? Yes, we are charged with hiring and determining the length of tenure of the police chief, correct?
Hiring and firing.
And other people, right. But in chapter 20, and per Iowa Code 372.82D, supervision, chapter 20 relates to the city manager's responsibilities. This is what it says. Supervision, city manager will supervise the official conduct of all officers of the city who are appointed by the city manager and take active control of the police, fire, engineering, and public works. So he is charged with taking active control and evaluating.
He doesn't appoint the fire police.
No, I'm not, I know that. But the day-to-day supervision, he is to take active control of the police, fire, engineering, and public works departments of the city. This is in our code of ordinances.
No doubt, that as a functional, this is the dilemma that cities face as it relates to this issue.
But we're not here to discuss hiring and firing.
No, but you're discussing the performance evaluation, because anybody that reports directly to the council, whether it's Mike, whether it's the police chief, and I believe you have a couple others within the city clerk, also reports directly to the council. That's, we have these sessions so that the council can give input and direction for the functional supervision of those departments.
That's a question that I had, Carolyn,
yeah.
too, was what in the heck does active control mean?
Brad, would you read that statement again? You were told what?
That this was to be a discussion of the deposition between the Jake Smith and the Daily Times Herald lawsuit.
And did you say a performance review?
I was never told that it was a performance review until I saw it on the agenda. I stated.
Okay, thank you.
Did you want to finish on the comment?
I'm sorry, wait.
When I asked you, do you have any more to say?
I don't think so at this
okay.
point.
Were we not all called here? Do you think there's something we need to know? I guess that's what I'm asking, because up until, we didn't know what this meeting was for, and so if there's a reason why we're all called here, we should have the information at hand.
Oh, we know why we were called here if you looked up the code.
Yeah, but we don't know who it pertained to.
Yeah,
Now we know.
I think that's what Laverne was alluding to with
right.
us not knowing or having the information for our people.
Should we still have a discussion about what the information is?
Mike, you said we can go out of, we can just.
Could you adjourn your options again, please?
You can adjourn your meeting.
Okay.
Which is probably my recommendation, because when you start doing evaluation language, right, and you have the council and everybody discussing performance-related issues and how we go forward, I don't think that is, it can lead to a lot of other potential issues. So I would strongly suggest to you that you don't continue in the public meeting, if that's what you're concerned. You risk a lot of different issues. Potential liability.
Okay, what's our other option?
There really is.
Okay.
I mean, you can go on and have a public discussion.
Public discussion. I'm not comfortable with going on with a public discussion only because we only found out now that there was an intent not to have it be private. And so, I mean, I'm prepared either way, but I'm not so sure that everyone else here would be. Certainly the city manager, this is a surprise to you or unexpected. You would have expected this to be in a closed session, is that right?
Well, again, I have heard rumors that there was going to be a request to be
okay.
And I approached Chief Burke
okay.
about 2:00 to confirm did he want this enclosed or not. So
okay.
certainly this was not.
Well, I came here expecting a closed session, and if it's going to be an open session, I'm not against that, but I don't think it would be appropriate to do it with this short notice. so I'd make a motion to adjourn.
Whenever I go into an open meeting, I want to have the information well in hand and study it out. I don't want it like right now. That's fair to everybody involved. Now we have to make, you know, comments or so with no research or anything beyond. It's not like that. We can't visit this.
I've made a motion.
You made a motion.
I did.
You made a second to adjourn.
Okay.
Point of order. May I ask a question prior to the adjournment? And if you decide you don't want to answer it, that's fine, but I'd at least like to ask it. My name is Jeff Taylor. I live at 1326 Amy Avenue. Public meeting, you can't stop me. So.
No, I'm Jeff Taylor. I know Jeff.
My question is this.
Just come up to the microphone and state your name and your address. That's how it should be done.
My name is Jeff Taylor. I live at 1326 Amy Avenue. As you all know, I was the police chief here for 30 years. Never once in those 30 years did the city council conduct a performance evaluation of me. That was part of Chapter 20.05 under the supervision of the city manager who evaluated me whenever I got evaluated. Never once did it happen before the council, so I'm confused as to why it would be before the council this time and that they would not have been given an opportunity. I know if they did, I don't know how they do mics now, but I know when Gerald was here, when he was evaluated, the council was given documentation ahead of time, asked to fill out an evaluation about the city manager, then it was discussed in closed session with the city manager present. When I heard that there was going to be an evaluation and that the person being evaluated was not going to be allowed to be present, in my mind I thought fundamentally that's absolutely unfair. I contend that any of you people in your own jobs would not tolerate that type of action being taken. I, for the life of me, no one spoke to Chief Burke prior to Friday afternoon about this. And the only reason it happened then is because things were starting to heat up in the public forum. So, again, I'm confused about the council's evaluation process. They're obviously confused as well. I don't know if you want to answer the question or not, but I just would like to know why now the council's doing the evaluation when the city council is very clear on who's supervising the police chief.
You didn't answer the one question Brad and Mike and I did meet on Friday.
But not until that. He had no idea that this was going on until I told him Tuesday.
He and I had a discussion on Wednesday, and three of us had a discussion to try and get some stuff.
But this meeting's been planned for 2 weeks.
Correct.
And probably more.
Correct.
I, for the life of me, why it would be kept secret from Chief Burke is beyond me. And as a citizen, as a former police chief, honest to gosh, guys, I'm kind of embarrassed. This is not the way we treat employees in peril. We never have, we never should. My two cents for it.
Got a motion and a second? Motion to adjourn.
Bees?
Yes.
Purpose?
Yes.
Fleshman?
Yes.
Bailey?
Yes.
Cox?
Yes.
Seaman?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hi, Brad.